All right, everyone. So welcome to the 2022 virtual CCB conference and convention pre-convention kickoff. We have so much going on over the next month-ish, as I like to say, that you shouldn't get bored. And as we speak, somehow there's still a few things that are sneaking their way on in as well. And so we just wanted to, start this thing off right by getting together and, kicking it off and having a fun conversation and kind of talking about, some of the things that you need to know as you navigate this future together. Woohoo. All right. So I want to take a minute to see who from the convention committee is here. I know we got me, we got a Rob. Who else do we got?
This is Steve.
We got Steve Bauer.
This is Phil.
Larry.
We got Larry. We got Phil. Anybody else that we have on tonight? All right.
We're missing me if I count.
We got Gabe. Gabe counts. We'll let him count tonight. And
because it boosts the numbers.
So tonight we are missing Lisa Thomas because she is doing taxes because it is the last day of 2022 to turn in taxes. So that is what she is doing. We're also missing Alice Turner, Pam Metz. We also have Jean Lozano and Jeff Tom who make up our committee. Did I miss anybody? Anybody? Oh, and Guillermo Robles. I cannot forget Guillermo.
Yeah, don't forget Guillermo.
No. Guillermo, I saved the best for last, Guillermo, if you're listening to this recording. and so I just really want to take a minute to thank everybody on the committee for all of your hard work and dedication. This convention
I'm still here, has, sorry, you didn't hear me.
This convention has been a labor of love, to say the least, because every time we turn around every corner, there's a little something new happening. Oh, and we have really, really put together what I believe, and I believe the convention committee will agree, something that's going to be really great for everyone as we go on this journey. So over the course of the next few weeks, we have our pre-convention activities. And I got somebody chatting, if they wouldn't mind muting, that would be super. But this week alone, we have several activities, including tonight after we kick us off, we're going to have Steve Bauer and his bylaws committee get together to talk about bylaws. Tomorrow night, you got Jeff and myself and the rest of our resolutions committee talking resolutions. So if you're interested in listening to that conversation or being a part of it, or if you've written a resolution, or if you don't know what a resolution is, I totally think that you should join. Thursday, we have BRLC, which is our Braille Revival League of California. If you do not belong and are interested in learning about what they do and who they are, please jump in on that meeting as well. Friday night, we have our CCB students, and they're going to have a couple of speakers that are going to talk to us about different ways that you can get your skills across the country. And they're also going to have the president of the ACB students there to tell their story as well, which is really, really awesome. This weekend, we have our women's group. We have a presentation from some of our partners. And so that's going to be a surprise and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have quite a few folks lined up to come and chat with all of you and give you the opportunity to answer some questions as well. We also have that same day, let me make sure I got this right.
I have a question. Does the same link work for all of these meetings?
Let me get there, Jordan, and we'll definitely get there, okay? I promise.
Okay.
All right. So we also have our Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated. And then rounding off Saturday night, we have our California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. And they're running all the way till 9 p.m. because they have such great programs up and ready to go for everybody. On Sunday, we're going to have our CLUA meeting. And that night, we're going to have a game night. So everybody come and join in on Scattergories. That'll be with Regina and Andrea and myself. If anybody's in the mood to play a game, that's going to be a lot of fun. We also have on Monday, April 25th, it's going to be hosted by the great Larry Gassman, and it's going to be Meet the CCB Presidents. We came up with this at our last President's Call about how, you know, we always have this President's Call once a month, and we're going to invite everybody to come to our President's Call and learn a little bit about what we do there and who we are, and basically, you know, get a little lay of the land. It's going to be really cool.
Sarah?
Yes.
This is Roger.
Yes, Roger.
I just wanted to mention that this convention seems to have overlooking this convention, looking toward the national. And I realized today when I saw this stuff on my computer that I needed to register. So I called the office and had my first intensive interaction with Nicole, and it was wonderful, and I got registered.
Oh, awesome. See, look at how easy it is to call Nicole and get registered. Thank you, Roger, for sharing that with us. Thank you.
She's a very nice lady. I like her.
Aw, thank you. She's very sweet. And I'm going to tell her you said so. She's going to love that.
Okay. But I already told her she was
yes.
sweet.
So, and then I want to let you guys know that on April 27th, we're going to have our credentials meeting that evening. If your credentials have been turned in and you know for a fact that they are all good and all correct, you do not have to show up for that meeting. And that's what we've been doing for the last couple of years. And so I just wanted to remind everybody. And then also, Gabe, credentials are due when?
Credentials are going to be due on April 25th.
So if your chapter affiliate
on Monday.
It is. So if your chapter affiliate has not got your credentials in, make sure that you do so.
Sarah, Bob, when you get a chance.
Sure, let me make it through this and then we will get there.
Okay, I had a question on credentials, but that's all right.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm a worrywart. We turned them in, but do we get notified in advance or should we go by there just to check? You know,
that is a question for Gabe.
No, Bob, I will have Nicole put together a list of everybody and we'll have her send a confirmation that they've received.
Okay.
I think she usually does respond. She usually does respond to whoever sent them in and says thank you, but we will make sure she does that.
Thank you.
And tells
us.
That's
all I wanted.
Perfect. All right, guys. So the weekend of April 30th, we have that morning at 10 a.m. We have our another partners meeting, and we have some great things lined up for that day as well. That afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m., we have our candidates forum. That'll be a time for you to come and ask our candidates for the CCB Board of Directors some questions. And don't forget that Linda and I are requesting that you send your questions ahead of time as well. And that information has been in the happenings and will be again this Friday. And then that night, we have our Inclusive Diversity of California affiliate. And, you know, they've been putting on some great programs. And so I really suggest that you take some time to go and check them out. Sunday, May 1st, we're going to play with resolutions again, bright and shiny at 11 a.m. in the morning. So if anybody's ready to go do that, come on in and bring your coffee and some cereal. At 2 o'clock that afternoon, we're going to have the TOG come and talk to us about what exactly it is that they do. And the TOG, you know, this mysterious TOG is our technical operations group. They do a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of us just think magically happens, but we're going to find out how the magic really happens.
I don't eat cereal. So I eat parallel.
Well, then you can bring oatmeal then, okay? That evening, we have our newest affiliate, the California Diabetics in Action, from 5 to 7 p.m. If you are a person with diabetes or know someone with diabetes, have a loved one, and want to either learn more about this affiliate or go ahead and join them, please show up for that meeting. I'm sure that everyone that's already part of that committee will be super happy. Monday, May 2nd, is going to be our writer's workshop, and that's going to be headed up by our very own Susan Glass, which is going to be fantastic. And then following up with that, we have on Wednesday, May 4th is nominating committee. And this is where our Zoom link changes. So Jordan, here's where I'm going to answer your question. So all of these other activities that are not this next following two are all on the same Zoom link that you're on right now, the pre-convention activity Zoom link. But on Wednesday, the nominating committee, if you are if you've been appointed to the nominating committee by your chapter or affiliate, you will be receiving a special Zoom link to join that meeting. And that will be Wednesday, May 4th. On the May 5th, we will have our pre-convention board meeting. That will be on our regular webinar meeting that we always use for our board meetings. And since it is Cinco de Mayo, go ahead and bring a margarita if you'd like. I thought you guys would like that. All right. And then rounding off, because after that is going to be another thing. That could make for an
interesting board meeting.
It could, you know. And then our very last pre-convention activity is going to be the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and they are going to be on May 9th. And then, of course, our main event starts on May 12th, runs through May 15th. On May 17th, if you haven't had enough of convention by then, I do totally invite you to join us to hear the radio production done by the ACB Capital Chapter of the Country of the Blind. It has some great acting in it. I've heard the trailer. I'm very excited. And then to finish up our convention, we will have our scholarship committee meeting to talk about, you know, what are some of the scholarships that CCB has to offer. And they plan on having some past winners, as well as just talking about what exactly it is that that committee does. So with that being said, anybody have any questions about anything that I've just talked about before I move into a couple of other little housekeeping things?
Sarah, I just wanted to mention that as the CCCLV thing, we should say that this is the renaissance of the CCCLV.
It is the renaissance. It's coming back, right?
It's coming back to life.
It is definitely coming back to life. And I'm so excited to, you know, hear what this affiliate, you're excited
to get all the records out of my living room.
and you know, and I know too that Bernice is looking down and is so excited as well. And speaking of Bernice, everyone, I have to tell you that if I was Bernice, I'd be able to tell you what number convention this is, but I cannot tell you that. But Bernice definitely could have told us that, like, this is our, you know, 122nd convention or whatever it may be, because convention used to happen twice a year back in the day. But there's definitely something she would have been telling us. Any other questions?
By the time we get through this stuff, we'll be ready for the national, because it's going to be splattered all over the calendar, too, like ours is.
Exactly. I think that they are copying us. I think they did. But hey, don't tell anybody. All right. What time are we at, friends?
7:15.
Perfect. Thank you. My kids started calling and I couldn't check my time. All right. Because, you know, that's what she does. She calls when I'm doing something. That's
what I have a kid like that, too.
Right. So I wanted to mention a couple of housekeeping things. So this year, everyone will have the opportunity to vote in all of our elections or anything else that we may vote on for the convention. And so you will be receiving that information of, you know, how to vote individually. That's all being worked on and planned out. But I also want to let everyone know of two things. So the webinar link for the main event of the convention will be shared. However, only those who register will be able to win any of the door prizes, including our golden door prize that will be offered on Sunday. And that's a big one. It's going to be an exciting time for all. So that's the benefit of registering, is that you get the opportunity to, you know, win a door prize, or you get to win that big door prize. I also want to just make that very clear. So everyone will get the opportunity to vote this year if you are a paid member of CCB. And Gabe, I just want to make sure that I didn't miss anything with that.
No, I think, unless anyone has any questions, I think you got it.
I noticed when I registered today that they ask you what medium you want your voting information in addition to what medium you want your program in.
Exactly, because we want to make sure that we get that to you in the way that's going to work best for you. That is for sure. And
if you're not registered, then we're just going to have to try to go off of what it says on your CCB membership form when that was filled out and sent to us, if you marked that in.
Sarah?
Who is that?
This is Christine Bailey. I have a question for you. In order to win the prize, you have to be present to win, right?
No, because that would be too hard, because some folks may be listening on their Lady A, and, you know, because I know sometimes I like to listen on Lady A, you know, instead of listening on Zoom. So, no, you don't have to be in the Zoom room to win.
Okay, because I was one time, and they were saying you had to be present to win, and I was like, okay, I didn't know that.
At in-person conventions, yes, you did, and you know what? I won twice and was not there to win. we're not doing that for the virtual convention. That was a good question, Christine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Other questions? Hey, I must be doing good. All right, so I have a question for you guys. Well, it's kind of a two-parter, because I thought it'd be kind of fun to, you know, have this discussion, you know, a little quick. What are some things that you miss about in-person convention, if you've been to an in-person convention? And then on the flip side, what are some things that you may miss about virtual convention if we only had in-person convention?
Ooh. I can go first.
Go for it.
I can tell you the slide. First one, the virtual, it's easier because it doesn't cost chapters that don't have a lot to send their delegate to the convention. It's cheap on the chapters that don't have the money that do send their delegates to conventions, because do the bylaws, delegates got to be there. And that's what's good about the virtual. And in person, you get to meet new people and learn new ideas and new strategies for your chapter.
Thank you, Christine.
And I don't want to tell you how I'm dressed right now.
I have something.
Go for it, Jordan.
With the virtual, at least you won't have to transfer buses in like Bakersfield and other areas like that. You know, with the in-person one, for me, I have to transfer because there's no public transportation from the Inland Empire directly to Fresno, where we want to have our in-person convention. I'd have to transfer buses and trains in Bakersfield. And that's something
And that is hard. That is hard. And you know what, so too, though, Jordan, is just FYI, we don't know where the next in-person convention will be. I want to put that one to rest. We don't know where that's going to be.
I prefer Bakersfield because their Amtrak and Greyhound station is right next door to a convention center. That's according to Chris Fendrick.
We'll have to talk to Chris Fendrick.
Yes.
I have a comment.
Steve, go for it.
Well, I think that we all recognize that whether it's next year or the year after, but soon enough, the challenge is going to be how to run a hybrid convention, which embodies the best of both virtual and in-person conventions. So with that in mind, I would say that from my standpoint, the best thing about the virtual convention is the huge amount of substantive material that can be included. We can never get the range and the definite variety of sessions that we have here into an in-person convention. People couldn't stay that long and wouldn't want to. Of course, from the standpoint of an in-person convention, there's nothing to equal or to replace the value of the camaraderie and the dynamic interchange that occurs. So if we can manage to combine both of those things in some way, keeping up a great degree of substance without exhausting people and giving people a chance to interact in ways that provide the basis for the social bonds that are core to the organization's vitality, then I think we'll end up doing very well.
Oh, I couldn't have said that better, Steve. Well, thank
I have
you.
A comment.
I think, one second, I think it's like the Hannah Montana of conventions, the best of both worlds. All right, who's next? Who
is this
that?
Is Alan Hull.
Go for it, Alan.
Well, I like about the personal conventions, you can talk to the vendors at the exhibits and see your hands on the equipment.
That's true. That's true. You can actually be hands-on.
Yeah, hands-on, yeah.
Right, Nick.
We've been, in our local chapter, we've been doing hybrid conventions, so you'll have to get to look to us for guidance. We just had one Saturday, a hybrid convention, both personal and virtual.
Oh, that's very, very cool.
And it's not easy.
It's
get everything
not
right.
Easy. What about my friends with guide dogs? What's the difference between taking your guide dog to the virtual convention and taking your guide dog to the in-person convention?
When they go in person, they get a lot more exercise. Yes. Virtual, they just lie around while we're in the meeting. It's not as much fun for them.
It's not as much fun for the doggies. That's true.
This is David.
I won't say anything.
Yes, but you also don't have to worry about the relieving areas.
So, the thing is that if you take the dog to the in-person convention, certainly Linda's right. The dogs get to have more work and certainly they get to meet their counterparts. And certainly at a virtual convention, all they do is they kind of lay around and they look at you and they're asking you, is it time to be fed? Is it time to be?
Oh.
Is it time to be relieved? Yeah. When can we go for a walk? So, yeah.
Oh, worth my treat.
Where's my tree? Oh, I love it, Jim. What about Jim and Anthony? What do you guys miss about the difference between, you know, what do you miss about in person and what will you miss about virtual?
Well, I don't know that I'll miss much about the virtual. Because I find it very tiresome to be on a phone call or a computer for hours at a time.
Yeah.
I guess I'm looking forward to the hybrid thing to see how it works and if it works well. I really just think that conventions need to be personal, and if you can work out for hybrid, that'd be great, because I could get what I want and others could get what they want, and I like everybody to be happy. So, you know, there you go. I look forward to being back in person, because I just don't think there's anything like actually being face to face with people as opposed to face to computer or face to phone. I'm not a phone person by nature. I will take phone calls and do phone calls when necessary and once in a while to just connect with people. But truth be known, I just enjoy being around people physically.
Let's hear it for hugs.
And hugs. Yes, hugs. Hugs are important too. That's great.
Sarah, this is David.
Yes, David.
I miss the networking, the eating and drinking together, the hospitality suite, just being around each other and sharing, there's just nothing like it. On the other hand, with a virtual or hybrid convention, you can have people from all over the world. I mean, there was nothing like being able to attend the World Blind Union Summit last year. That was absolutely fantastic. I didn't have the money to go to Madrid. So it was really great to be able to participate with people from all over the world. And I noticed that even in an ACB community calls, there are people from other countries participating. So that to me is exciting.
Beautiful.
We even have our own chapters who don't live here anymore participating.
That's right. That's right. All right. We got enough time for probably one more. Well, I can say I like that I get to wear pajamas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but what about the virtual conventions,
Sarah? Hey, no, at the in-person convention, I only wear pajamas to resolutions.
And only when the meeting starts after 10 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if nobody else has anything they want to add to the discussion, I will say let the pre-convention begin, and I'm going to hand this on over to Steve Bauer. And I just want to again thank all of you for coming and joining in, and I look forward to hearing you all on all of our other meetings that we have going on. So if I had a bell, I would ring it, but I don't have a bell. I even looked for one. So ding, 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 ding.